主卧2013年1月12日华尔礼拜，讲道者博伟志牧师，讲道题目从今出来的生命。
阿爸父，我们今天晚上在你的面前，我们愿意献上我们自己，我们要将自己摆上在你的面前。主啊，求你今天充满在我们每一个人的心中，主啊，求你的灵在今天晚上降临在我们的殿中，跟我们一起。我何等爱你，阿爸天父。我何等爱你，阿爸天父，你无条件为我付出，牺牲爱子叫我得赎，你爱充满我，祝你宝血为我而流，洗净我罪，给我自由。你的爱是何等伟大，主耶稣，一生要赞美我美好救主，你的爱是我生命全部，一生要敬拜我亲爱天父，你无条件何等爱你，阿爸天父。
何等爱你，阿爸天父，你无条件为我付出，牺牲爱子叫我得赎，你爱充满我，祝你宝血为我而流，洗净我罪，给我自由。你的爱是何等伟大，哦主耶稣，一生要赞美我美好救主，你的爱是我生命全部，一生要敬拜我亲爱天父，你无条件的爱让我一生要赞美我美好救赎，你的爱是我生命全部，要敬拜我亲爱天父，你无条件的爱让我一生要赞美我美好救主，你的爱是我生命全部，一生要敬拜我亲爱天父，无条件的爱让我心的满足。
愿主悦纳我们今天晚上敬拜，请坐。
It's good to see you.
很高兴能够见。
My name is Ariel. My family and I live in Israel.
和我的家人都住在以色列。
And thank you for inviting me to teach tonight.
谢谢你邀请我今天来做讲员。
I apologize that I'm late.
对不起，我迟到了。
actually, you may believe this or not, but I've never been late to a meeting before, and this is the first time.
不想你们相不相信，我从来没有迟到过，这是我第一次迟到。
I'm so sorry.
真的很对不起。
Tonight, it was difficult to figure out what to share with you tonight.
我其实有一点困难，不晓得要怎么样跟你们分享啊，今天晚上。
Because I don't know you, and you don't know me.
因为我们彼此都没有认识。
And you may be wondering why should I sit there and listen to this guy from Israel?
你可能会觉得说，为什么你必须要坐在这里听一个从以色列人来？的人讲话。
Well, I can't answer that question.
我没有办法回答这个问题。
But I do have something that I'd like to share with you tonight.
但是我真的有一些东西想要跟你们分享。
I'm assuming that most people sitting here are believers in Yeshua.
我假设坐在这里大部分的人都是相信耶稣的人。
That, I know that's an assumption, but I think it's a good assumption.
我不晓得这个是对不对，但是我是这样子假设的。
There's a lot of other things you could have been doing tonight, but you're here listening to a Bible teacher.
其实你可以做在今天晚上你可以做很多其他的事，但是你却坐在这里听圣经的教导。
And so that tells me that you're probably a believer and you want to know something about God's word.
这告诉我你是一个基督徒，而且你也希望能够获得一些圣经上的教导。
There's a lot of things that all of us believers have in common.
其实有很多事情是我们基督徒共有的一些特点。
And one of those things is that all of us are on a journey.
那大部就是我们每一个人都是在一条旅程的路上。
Our walk with the Lord is a journey.
与上帝同行就是一个旅程。
We are all on different places in that journey.
我们都在这个旅程的不同的那个阶段。
But it is a journey.
不过总而言之这是一个旅程。
Because it's a journey that means it's exciting.
因为这是一个旅程所以也代表了这是一个非常刺激的旅程。
We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow or the next day or the day after that.
因为我们不晓得明天或接下来会发生什么样的事。
That's the way journeys are.
这就是旅程所谓的旅程。
Where I am in my journey is a different place where you are in your journey.
我在我的旅程当中跟你在你的旅程当中是不一样的。
And where you are in your journey is a different place than where he is in his journey.
你的旅程也跟他的旅程也不一样。
So it's all a journey.
但是都是一个旅程。
But we do share some common things along that journey.
但是我们虽然不同的旅程可是我们却分享共同的一些特点。
And I would like to share some of those things tonight.
那我就是要跟你们分享，今晚就是要跟你们分享这些事情。
I thought of my people a long time ago.
我想到我的同胞很久以前我的同胞的一些事。
The history of my people, the Jewish people, is recorded in the Bible.
我们的历史是记录在圣经里面。
That can be rather embarrassing.
有时候看起来是非常的丢脸的。
Because much of the history of my people is not a good history.
因为很多时候我的同胞的历史并不是一个好的历史。
Imagine if your family history was written in a book that everybody in the world reads.
如果想象你家庭的历史是写在一本大家都可以阅读的书上的时候呢？
That could be kind of scary.
那可能是蛮恐怖的一件事情。
Well, that's the way it is for Jewish people.
可是这就是犹太人的历史。
One of the greatest moments in our history is back in the book of Exodus.
我们的历史当中呢，有一部分就是回到那个出埃及记。
And the book of Exodus records a journey.
出埃及记就是记录了一个旅程。
So that's the basis of our discussion tonight. We'd like to look at that journey.
这就是我今天晚上所要跟你们讨论的一个基础。
And see what we can learn from it for our journey.
透过这样子来看看，我们可以透过那个旅程来学到什么东西。
This means we will look at Exodus chapters 14 to 19.
我们要来看看出埃及记14到19章。
And actually, looking at the time, we'll probably only get to chapter 17. Chapters 14 to 17.
可能我们可以有的时间只能够让我们看14章到17章。
This next slide is a picture of the journey.
这个图片呢，就是这个旅程。
On the left is Egypt.
在左边呢，就是埃及。
That's where we were slaves.
那就是我们当奴隶的地方。
On the top of the slide and to the right is Israel, the land of Israel. No. Back. Back to the map.
这是第二章.
Thank you. I won't signal you with this arm anymore. I can't signal you.
这是在另外一边，就是以色列.
We're trying to work out a signal for them to change the computer up there to match what we have here.
我只是在确定这个是可以对到我的跟我的看.
We could put up a sign and say change slide, but I don't know.
Okay, 这样子就是要换了哈.
Anyway, look at the map again.
我们看再次看这个地图.
This map is a good idea of what the journey was between Egypt and the Promised Land.
这个图呢，是其实是一个蛮好的例子，可以让我们知道说从埃及到应许之地.
You see three different colored lines on this journey.
你会看到有三个不同的颜色，这个旅程当中有三个不同的颜色.
A blue one, a black one, and a white one.
蓝、黑的跟白的.
These are all scholarly suggestions about which route the Israelites took to get from Egypt to the Promised Land.
这是不同的学者所研究、所建议的，这是从埃及到那个应许之地的路的那个过程.
We have some very good ideas where they were when they were still in Egypt.
我们有很多不错的概念在这里面.
But it's not too clear after that, and that's why there's several suggestions.
Okay. 那些建议都蛮好的，可是就 每一个建议都不是那么清楚，所以我就把三个全部都放上去了.
While they were in Egypt,
当他们还在埃及的时候,
we have to look at what Egypt was to them. We have to think about what Egypt meant to them.
我们必须想说埃及对他们来讲是什么意思.
Now,
remote control.
How do you do it? Wow, this is great. I can sit here and play with the slides all night. Okay, so the bottom one?
The bottom one, yeah.
Thank you. Now, the Egypt I'm talking about is not the Egypt that you hear about in the news today.
我现在所讲的埃及跟我们现在所知道的那个埃及国是不一样的.
It's basically the same land, but it's almost completely a different people.
这几乎是不同的，虽然国家的名字是一样，但是几乎是全部不同的人.
Because of what Egypt was back then, the concept of Egypt is a teaching picture for us today.
因为在当时候的那个埃及的对埃及的概念，其实是跟我们今天不太一样，但是也是我今天要教导的这个部分.
The word Egypt in Hebrew means a narrow place.
当时候埃及这个名字的意思就是一个狭窄之地.
It refers primarily to its geography.
这个其实是反映了它的那个地形.
If you look at a satellite down to Egypt, you see a green snake winding its way north to the Mediterranean Sea.
如果你从那个卫星上面来看 埃及的话，你会看有一条那个绿色的那个河，一直延伸到那个地中海.
That narrow green snake is the Nile River.
那就是尼罗河.
That was basically Egypt.
那其实那就是埃及.
As it got close to the Mediterranean, it fanned out like my hand is. As it got close to the Mediterranean Sea.
如果当那条河接近那个地中海的时候, 就会产生好像是他的手掌这样的形状.
For that reason, Egypt physically was a narrow place.
所以从地理来看，实际上来看, 埃及就是一个狭窄之地.
The physical Egypt pictured the spiritual Egypt.
所以这个图形的埃及呢, 正可以反映他的那个就是属灵的状态.
Spiritually speaking, Egypt was a narrow place.
从属灵的角度来看, 埃及就是一个狭窄之地.
They thought that they were very broad in their thinking. The Egyptians thought that they were very broad in their thinking.
从他们自己认为他们的思想是很宽广的.
Because they have many, many gods.
因为他们有很多的神明.
But actually, they were very narrow.
但是实际上呢, 却是非常的狭窄.
The one thing you could not do in Egypt was worship the real God.
在埃及当中，你所不能做的唯一的一件事情就是敬拜真的神。
But that's where Israel was as slaves.
哦，那这个就是啊、埃及，埃及。
They were in a narrow place spiritually, which did not permit them to worship their God.
就是以色列人在那个狭窄之地的时候，就是没有办法让他们没有办法敬拜真的神。
It's much like many places today, right now.
这正好像是今天很多的地方所呈现的状态。
Like our schools, for example.
比方说我们的学校。
They think that they are broad in their thinking.
他们以为自己的思想很广阔。
But one thing you're not allowed to do in school is learn the spiritual truth.
但是你们在学校唯一不能做的事情就是你没有办法学到那个灵性上的真理。
Before you and I became believers in Yeshua,
在你我成为耶稣的信徒之前
，we also lived in an Egypt.
我们也是住在好像住在埃及里面。
My version of Egypt was different than your version, and your version was different than their version.
我的版本的埃及可能跟你的不一样，也跟他的不太一样。
But we were all enslaved to some kind of a very narrow Egypt.
但是我们都成为某些非常狭隘的埃及的奴隶。
To one degree or another, Egypt ruled over us. We were in bondage to it.
就某个程度来讲，埃及还是在奴役我们。
God had to take Israel out of Egypt and take them to the promised land.
所以上帝必须把以色列人从埃及带领出来，带他到那个应许之地。
But to do that, physically, they had to travel through some very different territory.
要这样做的话，他们必须用身体来经过很多不同的经验跟地方。
When they left Egypt, some of the land looked like the picture you see.
他们所离开的埃及就是我们所看到的这个地。
That's a desert.
这是沙漠。
That's a place where you go if you want to die.
如果你想死的话，就去沙漠。
But the Bible uses a different word for the land areas between Egypt and the Promised Land.
但是圣经所用的在那个埃及到应许之地的时候用了不同的字眼。
The Bible uses the word Midbar.
圣经用的字是 Midbar.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm looking at this thinking it's changing this. Oops, I'm sorry. I'll get used to this.Okay. The picture on the right is a picture of Midbar.
右边这个图案就叫做Midbar 的图。
It looks like, in many ways, it looks like a desert.
从很多角度来看，它其实好像是沙漠。
And you really don't want to live in the Midbar because it's very, very difficult.
其实你也不想要住在旷野里面，因为那也是一个很困难居住的地方。
But you can live in a Midbar. It's possible.
但是其实是可以的，是可能的。
It's a place to take your animals to graze.
其实那你可以带你的动物到那边去。
Sometimes it looks like the animals are eating stones.
好，有时候看起来好像在那个旷野里面的动物是在吃石头。
But those who know the Midbar know that there's little tiny pieces of grass that they could feed on there.
但是其实知道的人都知道说那个旷野里面有一些小小的。草少数的草可以喂养这些动物。
The Midbar is a broad place.
可是旷野是一个非常广阔的地方。
Egypt had distractions. There were many distractions in Egypt.
在埃及有很多让你分心的事物。
Even if we were permitted to hear from God in Egypt, it was very difficult.
即使我们被允许在埃及聆听上帝的话语，可是还是非常的困难。
God had to take us out of Egypt and lead us through the Midbar.
所以上帝必须把我们带出埃及，然后引我们到那个旷野去。
Where there are nothing to distract us.
那里没有什么东西会让我们分心。
Nothing to hinder us from listening to God.
没有什么东西可以阻止我们掩盖我们去听上帝的话。
Did I say listening to God?
我刚刚是不是讲聆听上帝的话
？I did, and that takes us to something very interesting about the word Midbar.
确实我已经说了，那这个就让我们继续去想到另外就是关于旷野的另外一个字 ，Midbar 的另外一个字。
There are two words in Hebrew that look alike and are spelled alike.
有两个希伯来字 看起来一样，而且发音起来也差不多。
One is the word Midbar.
第一个字就是 Midbar， 就是旷野的意思。
And the second is the word Midaber.
另外一个字就是 Midaber， 就是上帝说的意思。
It's spelled the same way in Hebrew.
在希伯来字，它其实是它的那个发啊、就是拼法是一样的。
But they have completely different meanings.
但是意思完全不同。
However,
然而呢？
God wanted to use the word Midbar and Midaber to have a play on words.
所以，但是上帝想要在 Midbar 跟 Midaber 这两个字当中来玩一些文字游戏。
The word Midbar means wilderness.
Midbar 就是旷野。
The word Midaber means to speak.
Midaber 就是说的意思。
To speak.
说话。
You could say that God took us to the Midbar so He could Midaber.
那就说上帝带我们到 Midbar 这个旷野，然后他可以说话 Midaber.
It's a play on words.
就是文字游戏。
It was in the Midbar where we first heard God speaking to us as a people.
就是在旷野的地方，我们可以一起来聆听上帝的话语，让我们就像是一群上帝的百姓。
God took us out of Egypt and led us to Mount Sinai, where He gave us His Word.
上帝把我们带出埃及，然后带领我们到西乃山，这就是他首先给对我们讲话的地方。
That was in the Midbar.
那就是在 Midbar， 在旷野。
That's where we could hear Him.
这我们因为这样子才可以听到上帝的声音。
The Midbar.Was a place where God would train Israel to hear His voice.
所以旷野就是上帝训练以色列人要聆听他的声音的地方。
It was a training.
这其实是一个训练。
Because there are other voices in the Midbar too.
因为在旷野当中还有很多不同的声音存在。
You might remember Yeshua.
你可能会记得耶稣所说的话。
Early in his ministry,
在他的传道生涯的初期
，The Bible says he took him from Jericho to Jerusalem.
耶稣说他被从耶利哥引导到耶路撒冷。
On the way from Jericho to Jerusalem is a midbar. It's the Judean midbar.
在耶利哥跟耶路撒冷中间呢，是有一个很大的那个旷野。
But he heard another voice there.
但是他听到其他的声音。
He heard the voice of Satan speaking to him.
他听到那个撒旦对他说话。
You see, we could hear other voices in the Midbar if we're not careful.
如果我们不注意的话，我们可以在旷野听到其他的声音。
It's a place where God takes us to train us so we could distinguish His voice from the others.
这就是上帝训练我们的地方。如此我们就可以分辨他的声音跟其他的声音的不同。
Israel was going to need that training.
以色列人需要那样子的训练。
Because where they were going to live in the promised land were a lot of voices calling out to them.
因为如果他们要住在那个应许之地的话，他们也会听到很多很多不同的声音在诱惑着他们。
And some of those voices sounded like God's. Some of those voices sounded like God's voice.
很多的声音听起来就像上帝的声音。
Israel needed to know what is God's voice and what is not God's voice.
以色列必须要知道什么是上帝的声音，什么不是上帝的声音。
They had to leave Egypt to hear God speak. They had to leave Egypt to hear God speak.
他们必须离开埃及，而去听上帝的话。
He took them to Israel through the Midbar.
他带他们通过了旷野。
To train them to hear His voice.
来训练他们。以至于能够听到他的声音。
That's exactly what he does with all of us.
这也是上帝为我们所有的人做的事情。
While we lived in our Egypts, it was difficult to hear God.
当我们住在埃及的时候，我们很难可以去听到上帝的声音。
Then he caused us to trust in his son.
他呼召我们来相信他的儿子。
But then the journey began.
这就是我们那个旅程的开始。
And part of that journey is learning to hear God's voice.
在这个旅程当中的一部分就是我们要去聆听，被训练聆听上帝的声音。
And to know the difference between when God speaks and when other voices speak.
透过这样的训练，我们能够分辨上帝的声音跟其他的声音。
It is very significant.That the first place that God spoke to Israel as a people was at Mount Sinai.
很重要的一件事情，就是上帝对以色列人说话的第一次的时候，就是在西乃山。
Because it was there that God gave us the key that helps us to know the difference between the voices.
哦，这因为在那个地方，上帝给他们一个很重要的关键来分辨他的声音。
What God gave us at Mount Sinai was His written word.
上帝给他们的第一个东西就是那个写下来的成文的话语。
My friends,
各位弟兄姐妹
，Hear me when I say to you, there is no other way to know the difference between all those religious voices out there.
没有任何的办法可以告诉你们如何分辨外面所不同的那些宗教的教导声音。
If we don't know the word of God, we will not know the differences.
如果我们不认识上帝的话，我们根本没有办法分辨。
The journey of the Israelites was one from Egypt.
以色列人的旅程就是从埃及开始。
To through the Midbar.
通过旷野。
To the Promised Land.
一直到应许之地。
And the journey involved getting rid of Egypt in our thinking.
在这个过程当中呢，它是包含着怎么样摆脱埃及。
Learning to leave Egypt behind, that is.
我们要学习说怎么样把那个埃及抛在脑后。
And learning to acquire the principles necessary to live in the promised land.
然后呢，去学习哪些要点，哪些重要的那个因素是我们可以活在这个应许地的这些事情。
That's what our journey is all about.
这就是我们的那个过程的一切。
Okay, so let's go back to the map again.
那我们回到这个地图，再一次回到这个地图。
Between Exodus chapter 14 and Exodus chapter 17,
在出埃及14章到17章中间呢
，The Bible records several places that he had Israel stop at.
圣经记录了很多地方，就是以色列人停靠的地方。
There were a lot of places that they stopped at.
有很多不同的地方呢，是埃及以色列人所停下来的地方。
But the Bible only records certain places.
But
the Bible only records some places.
有很多的地方是以色列人停留下来，但是圣经只记录了一些地方而已。
And we could ask this question.
我要问一个问题。
Why does the Bible tell us they stopped here or there and not other places?
上帝为什么要圣经为什么要告诉我们以色列人停在这个地方和那个地方，而不是其他的地方呢？我要问你们这个问题。
As we read the scripture, we learn that every single detail is there for a reason.
当我们看圣经的时候，我们会看到有一个我们如果看详细的看的话，就会知道说实在是有它的原因。
The names of the people mentioned in the Bible carry significance. The names of people that are mentioned in the Bible are significant.
我在圣经里面所提到的人的名字呢，其实是很重要的。
The names of places that are mentioned in the Bible are important.
在圣经里面提到的地名也是很重要的。
And we see this mentioned in the book of Exodus.
我们看到在出埃及记当中呢。
So, in the journey from Exodus chapter 14,
在这个旅程当中，从出埃及记第十四章开始。
Let's pick up the journey beginning chapter 14.
我从这个旅程是从十四章开始。
God had taken almost 3 million people out of slavery.
上帝大概带了300万人离开。
And he led them on a journey that looks like they were walking in circles.
这个旅程，上帝带他们的旅程当中，看起来好像是他们是在绕圆圈。
It looks like they didn't know where they were going.
看起来好像他们根本不晓得要走到哪里去。
Actually, they didn't know where they were going.
事实上他们也真的不知道。
But God did.
但是上帝知道。
Before the famous story of them crossing the sea.
在这个他们过红海的这个有名的故事之前呢
，He has them stop in Exodus chapter 14:2 at a very specific location.
他们其实有停留在一个很重要的地方。
It says they stopped before the sea.
他们圣经说 他们在海的之前有停留下来。
Between two specific places.
他们停的地方是两个特别的地方的中间。
Between a place in Hebrew that's called Pi-Hahiroth.
在希伯来文叫做 Pi-Hahiroth.
And a place in Hebrew called Baal Zephon.
Baal Zephon 还有另外一个地方在希伯来文叫做 Baal Zephon。
You can see the words in blue on the screen.
我们可以看到这个字是用蓝色的。
Why does the text mention these two places?
为什么经文要说提到这两个地方呢？
I mean, you and I could live for a long time and never even think of these places.
我们可能可以活很久，但是根本不用去想到这两个地方。
When I think of all the things that the Bible doesn't tell me, why is it telling us these things?
为什么圣经不告诉我们其他的事，而是要告诉我们这件事？
Remember,Every little detail in the scripture is very important.
所以你们要记得，在不管在圣经里面所记的事情是多么的微小，看起来多么微小，那都是很重要的。
There was a message for the Israelites in these two locations.
有一些重要的那个意义呢，是在这两个地方。
And there's a message for us in these two locations.
这两个地方要告诉我们就是这样的讯息。
Let's start with the first one.
第一个是什么
？Baal Zephon.
比哈西路。
What does Baal Zephon mean? I don't read Chinese. I'm sorry. Okay. The first location is Pi-Hahiroth.
第一个字就是第一个地点叫做比哈西路。
What does Pi-Hahiroth mean?
什么是比哈西路的意思呢？
Many scholars suggest that Pi-Hahiroth means the mouth of freedom.
很多的学者告诉我们，其实这个就是自由的进或入口。
It's where freedom begins.
就是自由开始的地方。
Or this is the way to freedom.
或者是说这就是所谓的自由。
So God took us out of slavery.
所以上帝带我们离开那个被奴役之地。
Before we cross the sea to leave Egypt forever,
在离开永远的离开那个埃及之前
，He has to stop at a location that says the mouth of freedom.
他就停留在一个地方叫做自由的进口。
It was like a big sign speaking to the people saying, "This way is your freedom."
这好像是一个很大的一个很显明的记号，告诉这些人说，你们已经快要自由了。
But there is a second place that was close by.
但是还有另外一个地方。
This second place is called Baal Zephon.
另外一个地方的名字叫做巴利喜芬。
What does Baal Zephon mean?
这是什么意思呢
？The word Baal means Lord or Master.
巴利的意思就是主人。
It was the name of one of the chief gods of the Canaanites.
这是那个迦南地一个主要神明的名字。
Remember, Israel was on its way to Canaan.
要记得以色列人是朝向那个迦南地。
The word Zephon has two meanings.
喜芬有两个意思。
It means either north.
可能就一个意思就是说北方。
Or it means hidden.
或者是隐藏。
In either case, it's speaking of the dangers that are in the land of Canaan.
从任何一个角度来看，他都是在告诉他们，在那个应许地有危险。
Canaan was north of Egypt.
就是 north of Egypt.
Canaan was north of Egypt.
就是这个王，就是埃及的王。
And so Israel was heading there.
以色列人就是朝向那里。
They left the gods of Egypt behind.
他们把这个
But God was now saying to them, beware.
但是上帝告诉他们要小心哦，虽然他们已经远离了他。
There are dangers in Canaan.
但是在迦南地还是有危险存在。
The big danger for you is up there in the north in Canaan, and his name is Baal.
对你来讲有很危险的地方在这里，但是他的名字就叫巴利。
The second meaning for the word Zephon means hidden.
第二个名字的这个名字的第二个意思叫做隐藏。
And it could be referring to the fact that there are many, many hidden dangers in worshiping Baal.
这也可能是在告诉他们，当你敬拜巴利的时候，有很多隐藏看不到的危险存在。
So here Israel is confronted with a mental decision.
所以埃及人在这里，他们是面临的这个思考上的选择。
Or if you would, a spiritual decision.
或者是说是一个属灵的抉择。
As a leaving Egypt.
好，就好像当你离开埃及的时候。
Which way would our lives go?
你的头脑在想些什么呢
？Which way will they begin to think?
他们是怎么想的呢
？Will they begin to think toward freedom?
他们是在想要自由呢
？Or will they begin to think toward desiring the Baal of the north?
或者是他们在想要的是北方的巴力
？It was like this.
这好像是一个人站在这样的情况。
Which way are you going to go?
你要走哪一边
？Baal Zephon or Pihahiroth?
是比哈西路还是巴利喜芬
？Which way?
哪一边
？It's your decision, Israel.
那是以色列你的抉择。
It's our decision on our journey.
也是我们的抉择。
It will, if we go the way of Baal Zephon,
如果我们走选择巴利喜芬
it's a decision that we make.
那就是我们所做的抉择。
No one else makes that decision for us.
没有人为你做那个抉择。
We choose to think that in our brain.
我们头脑自己想的。
What we choose to think of in our brain determines how our life will be lived.
我们头脑所想的会决定我们的生活是什么样的。
Every single emotion that we have is produced chemically in the brain.
任何一个小细节，我们所想的都会在我们的头脑里面产生一个化学的反应。
Those chemical reactions that produce emotions are caused, first of all, by thoughts.
Right.
What we think.
那个化学的反应呢，就会产生一个思考。
We can't just say I choose Baal Zephon because that's what I felt like.
我们不能够说我们选择巴利喜芬，那因为是我觉得我要那样做。
It didn't begin with a feeling.
那不是从感觉开始的。
It began with a conscious choice to let that thought dwell in my thinker.
那是从我的意识里面自己想出来的。
Equally so is.Pihahiroth.
另外，比哈西路西路西路
Pihahiroth
也是一样。
You have to just kind of say it in one breath. We choose consciously to say, "I want the way to freedom."
我们也是有意识的选择，我们要自由之路。
That is also not an emotional decision.
那也不是一个情绪上的抉择。
Nothing begins with emotions.
什么都不是从情绪开始。
Emotions begin by letting our brain think uncertain thoughts.
其实情绪是从头脑思考开始的。
Which way does the mouth of freedom lead?
自由是带我们到哪里去呢
？The mouth of freedom always leads us to God's word.
自由之路都把我们带往上帝的话语。
Israel was about to cross the sea.
以色列人将要过红海。
Where were their brains?
他们的头脑在哪里
？Where was their thinking?
他们的思考是怎么样的
？Were some of them saying, "I can't wait till I get to Canaan. I heard the fun we could have by worshiping Baal."
有些人可能会想说，我要赶快过去，因为那个拜巴利是多么好有趣的一件事情。
And you know what, friends? It was fun.
你知道吗？那真的是蛮有趣的。
Oh, there were temple prostitutes.
那有那个妙计。
There was weird things to listen to when you go to the local witch.
如果你到那个埃及地去听那些女巫讲话的时候，真的有很多奇奇怪怪的事可以听。
There were special things that only you could hear from the underworld.
只有在那个地底下的那个幽暗世界，很多事情只有在那里才能听得到。
Some people would say that's a lot of fun.
很多人说那真的很好玩。
And so they would choose to go Baal Zephon.
所以他就选择了。
The road to freedom, however, is just that.
但是自由之路就是。
They did not realize it, but the more they got caught up with Baal and the other gods associated with them, the more they were in a new bondage.
他们真的不知道可是如果他越跟巴利有关系的话，那其他的神明也都进来了。
Real freedom is freedom to follow God's word.
真正的自由其实就是走在上帝的路上的一个自由。
That's a choice that Israel was going to make at the beginning of their journey.
这是那个以色列人一从他的旅程一开始所要做的抉择。
The story continues.
这个故事呢继续往下。
Now they were at the sea.
那我们在就在那个红海之前。
And we have before us one of the most famous stories of all history.
在我们面前是我们的关于我们的历史当中一个最有名的故事之一。
Many great movies have been made from it too.
很多有名很多故电影就是根据那个来演的。
It has everything that a Hollywood production would want.
这有很多好莱坞的电影所想要的要素在里面。
It has war.
有战争。
There come the Egyptians chasing them with their swords.
我们看到那个埃及人拿着那个兵器来追逐他。
It has relationship.
也有关系。
There's Moses and Aaron and their sister Miriam.
我们看到摩西跟亚伦跟他的姐妹姐姐米利安的关系。
It has crowds. There's 3 million Israelites.
那也有那个群众，有300万的群众。
And who knows how many in the Egyptian army?
谁会知道到底有多少埃及的军队呢
？It has excitement.
还有很刺激的事情。
I mean, what more excitement can you get than seeing the sea splitting in two?
最重要的一个很刺激的就是那个海竟然可以分开。
And boy, the lines in this movie are great.
所以呢，这个让这个电影呢，看起来非常的好。
It began when Israel were slaves in Egypt.
这个是从埃及人当奴隶，在埃及当以色列人在埃及当奴隶开始。
There we were in the slave fields of Egypt.
这个就是他们在埃及当奴隶的时候的样子。
God broke through to us. God came to us.
上帝来到我们。
And with an invisible hand, He grabbed us and brought us out of that slavery.
上帝用一双看不到的手把他们从埃及地抓出来。
In doing so, we learned a very, very important word.
从这件事情呢，我们可以学到一个非常重要的字眼。
That's the word redemption.
这就是救赎。
Redemption.
救赎
is a word that means to be released from something.
救赎的意思就是我们可以从什么东西当中呢获得自由
？To be released from something by paying a price.
谢谢。
Redemption means to be released from something by the payment of a price.
救赎呢就是获得自由，但是某一个人为这个付上代价。
Israel was released from their slavery by the payment of the blood of the lamb.
以色列人从奴隶当中得自由，是因为这个羔羊呢流出血为代价而做成的。
The word redemption, I'm sorry, the redemption that Israel experienced becomes a great, great picture.
所以以色列人得救赎这件事情变成一幅很美好的图案。
It's a picture for what happened to all of us in Yeshua.
这就是我们每一个人在耶稣基督的身上所发生的图像。
We are told that he redeemed us.
我们被教导说他救赎了我们。
What were we slaves to?
当我们还是奴隶的时候。
We are slaves to an enemy from Egypt called sin.
我们成为一个埃及的奴隶，叫做罪的一个奴隶。
And we couldn't get out of it.
我们没有办法从那里获得自由。
While we were living in Egypt, we thought we were free.
如果我们住在埃及的时候，我们会觉得我们是有自由的。
We thought I could do anything I want.
我们可以做任何我们想做的事情。
We couldn't.
但是实际上不能。
We were slaves to something called sin.
我们被我们是做某一种叫做罪的奴隶。
Sin was dictating to our brains what we would think about, what we would say, and what we would do.
罪会在我们的会在我们的脑海里面指示我们做这个做那个。
Yeshua paid the price of his blood to release us from that slavery.
耶稣牺牲他用他的血把我们从那里救赎出来。
And we are no longer slaves to that sin any longer.
我们再也不是罪的奴隶。
It's really important to know this.
认识这件事情是很重要的。
Maybe we need to know that tonight.
今晚我们也必须知道。
We are redeemed people if we believe in Yeshua.
如果你, 相信耶稣的话，你是被救赎的人。
It's a biblical truth that we are to take by faith.
这是一个圣经的教导，但是我们必须靠信仰才能够获得。
Some of us might be saying this.
很多人可能会这样子讲。
You don't know me.
你也不认识我。
Yeah, I believe in Jesus.
我真的相信耶稣啊。
But I don't feel redeemed any longer.
但是我也没有觉得我是被救赎的。
Friends, we're not talking about feeling.
各位弟兄姐妹，我们不是在讲感觉。
It's immaterial if we feel redeemed or not. It doesn't matter.
你有没有感觉到你是不是被救赎？这不是最重要的。
If we trust in Yeshua, we are redeemed. It's a fact.
如果你相信耶稣，你就是被救赎的。我们也是被救赎，这是一个事实。
One might say, you really don't know me. I don't act like a redeemed person.
有些人会许愿讲啊，你根本不认识我，我也活得不像一个被救赎的人。
We're also not talking about our experience.
我们也不是在讲我们的经验。
Yes, sometimes redeemed people are imperfect people.
是的，很多时候被救赎人他并不是完美的人。
Not only do we sometimes make mistakes.
我们不止有时会犯错。
But whether we like to admit it or not, we purposely do sin sometimes.
不管你承不承认，事实上我们有时候是故意犯罪。
Yes, it happens.
也是的，是这样的。
The scripture says, if we confess our sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sin and to cleanse us from all that stuff.
但是圣经告诉我们，上帝，救赎我们的，洗净我们的罪。只要我们向他那个，认罪的话，我们就会，被洗净。
We are redeemed.
我们被救赎了。
It's a biblical fact that we are to trust him.
这是一个圣经的事实，我们必须相信。
It's a truth whether we feel it or whether we act like it.
这是一个事实，不管你有没有感觉到它，或是你有没有做出那个样子。
So I have something for you to do.
所以我有一些事情要你们去做。
Tonight before you go to sleep.
今晚在你上床睡觉之前。
When you go into the bathroom and look at the mirror and brush your teeth.
当你到了那个浴室照镜子在刷牙的时候
，Look at that person in the mirror.
请你看那个镜子里面的人。
I know for some of us that could be kind of scary.
有时候看起来蛮恐怖的。
Look at that person in the mirror.
请你还是看那个人。
Look at them straight in the eye.
用你的眼睛就是看那个眼睛。
And say to that person.
对那个人说。
Good night.
晚安。
Redeemed one.
被救赎的人，晚安。
Good night, redeemed one.
晚安，被救赎的人。
That person, if they had trusted in Yeshua, is a redeemed person.
那个在镜子中的人，如果是相信耶稣人，他就是一个被救赎的人。
After we were brought from slavery, God led us to the sea.
从那个埃及这个当奴隶从埃及被救出来的时候，我们面对的是海。
And it was while we were at the sea that we learned another important word.
在海的面前，我们学到另外一个重要的字。
And that's the word salvation.
就是拯救。
It's a different word from redemption.
这是跟救赎不一样的字眼。
Look at the picture.
我们看那个图案。
That's a pretty nice picture.
是还蛮不错的一个图案。
The picture is nicely what we find in the book of Exodus.
这是我们在出埃及记当中所发现的。
There was Israel at the sea.
以色列人在海边。
They couldn't cross it.
那他们不能够越过去。
There were old people. There were sick people.
有老人，有生病的人。
There were babies.
有小孩子。
They could not cross the sea.
他们根本不能够过海。
Neither could they turn around and go back to Egypt.
也不能够往回走。到回去埃及。
Because when they turned around, look who it was.
如果你往回看的时候呢
？It was Egypt chasing after them.
你就会看到埃及的士兵
waving their swords in the air and saying, "We're going to get you."
在空中挥舞着他的武器，说我一定要逮到你。
Friends, Israel was as good as dead.
在那个时候呢，以色列人跟死了没有什么两样。
They were redeemed, but they were dead.
他们是被救赎，但是他们死定了。
So God said to Moses.
所以上帝对摩西说
，Moses, hold your stick over the water.
摩西上帝对摩西说，要把你的木杖拿起来，指向那个海。
And repeat after me.
然后跟着我这样说。
And say this to Israel.
也对以色列人这样讲。
Stand still.
站立得稳。
And see the salvation of your God.
看好好的看上帝的拯救。
That's what he's saying in the picture.
那就是他在这个图案当中所说的话。
Some of the greatest lines ever written.
这就是最好的那个经文被写下来的经文。
Boy, this would make a great movie, wouldn't it? This would make a great movie.
那这一根木杖就可以做一个好电影了。
Notice that God used that word salvation.
请我们注意，上帝用这个字叫拯救。
Salvation means this.
拯救是意思是这样子的。
A rescuing from certain death.
从死亡当中，从必死的情境当中释放你。
You see, it's different from redemption.
你看，你可以知道这个是从救赎当中是不同的意思。
Redemption means a release from bondage by payment of a ransom.
救赎的意思是说，把你的肉体呢，借着透过付上代价把你救出来。
Salvation means a deliverance or rescuing from certain death.
但是拯救就是说把你从一些必死的情境当中救出来。
This what happened to Israel in Egypt.
这
What happened to Israel?
这是发生在以色列人在埃及的时候。
Has become one of the greatest biblical pictures for what it means for all of us to be saved.
这个图像呢，正好可以说明，对我们做一个很好的说明，说我们是怎么样的。
Are you saved?
你得救了吗
？Are you saved?
你得救了吗
？What does that mean?
那是什么意思呢
？It means this.
它的意思是这样子的。
That all of us were born.Dead in our trespasses and sin.
我们生下来呢，都因为我们犯了罪而必死。
And we would continue that way for all of eternity unless something would happen.
如果我们除非说有某件事情发生，不然我们会一直这样子下去。
Because of God's great overwhelming love for us.
因为上帝那种排山倒海式的爱，对我们的爱。
Something did happen.
所以某件事情真的发生了。
He sent Yeshua to die for us.
他差遣耶稣来为我们死。
The very name Yeshua means salvation.
这耶稣的名字就是拯救的意思。
He is our Savior.
他是我们的救主。
When he died for us on the cross,
当他为我们死在十字架上的时候
，He died in our place.
他是替我们死的。
And God accepted that by rising him from the dead.
上帝。透过从死里让他复活来接受这件事情。
And if we trust in him,
如果我们相信他
，we are delivered from most certain death.
我们就是从死里当中呢被释放出来。
So that tonight,
所以今晚
we sit here alive in him.
所以我们今晚坐在这里是因为在他的里面我们有生命。
He has defeated death.For us,
他为了我们，他已经击败了死亡。
We are alive for all eternity. We are new creations.
我们有永恒的生命，我们是新造的人。
Tonight, when you go to sleep,
今晚在你当你要睡觉的时候
，You're going to say good night to the person in the mirror and say good night, redeemed one.
你要跟你照的镜子里面的人说晚安。
Tomorrow, when you get up.
明天你在起床的时候呢
？You could brush your teeth first if you want. It doesn't matter.
如果你想要的话，你可以先刷牙。
And then look in the mirror.
然后再看看那个镜子里面。
And say good morning, saved one.
你可以说早安，得救的人。
Make it a long greeting.
用一个很长的祝福。
Because that's who we are.
这就是我们。
And you know what? It's just like redemption.
这就好像是被救赎一样。
Being saved is not a matter of our feeling nor our experience.
得救也不是我们的感受或我们的经验。
Sometimes we don't feel like we're saved.
有时候我们没有觉得我们得救。
And sometimes we don't act like it.
有时候我们也没有表现出得救的样子。
If we have believed that Yeshua died in our place and we are trusting in Him.
如果我们相信耶稣为我们死，而且相信他。
We trust what the Bible says to be true that we indeed have been rescued from death.
我们就可以相信圣经上所说的，我们从必死的情境当中得到释放，得到救。
Sorry, It's very significant at the, that at the, near the beginning of Israel's journey,
这是非常重要的, 在以色列人, 旅程的开始来讲, 这是很重要的,
God would teach them two basic words that they needed to carry with them the whole entire journey.
上帝一开始就教导他们这两个非常重要的字概念, 让他们能够在这个整个的过程当中都带着他们。
They would need to remember this.
他们必须要记得这些。
These words, they needed to put in their brains and think about it time and time and meditate on it and think about it over and over again.
他们必须把这两个字放在他们的脑海里, 不断地思考, 不断地默想, 不断地, 不断地做这种事, 这样的事。
We are saved, we are redeemed.
我们, 被救赎, 我们是得救的。
Because let me tell you something.
因为我想要告诉你一些事。
We may have made the decision to leave Egypt.
我们可能可以决定离开埃及,
but Egypt doesn't give up too easily. Egypt does not give up too easily.
但是那个,
just like the Egyptians were pursuing the Israelites,
就好像埃及人一直在追赶以色列,
there will always be something from our past Egypt that will still want to continue to pursue us.
其实在我们,
I don't know what that is in your life, and you don't know what that is in my life.
我不知道那是在你的生命当中那代表什么，你也不知道在我的生命当中那又是代表什么。
But we all experience it to one degree or another.
但是我们在某种程度上都有经验到这样的事。
When that happens,
当那个发生的时候,
we're going to look Egypt in the face and say, "You have no right over me."
那我们就可以, 面对埃及，告诉他们说，你没有，你无权这么做。
Maybe I served you before, and I did.
过去或许我, 是服侍你,
but now,
但是现在,
I am redeemed.
我被救赎了,
I serve a new master.
我, 服侍另外一个新的主人,
you may have tried to keep me in the clutches of death before.
你可能过去想把我关在那个死的牢笼里面。
But I am saved.
我已经被我已经得救了。
I'm alive.
我已经活了。You
didn't make me alive. My God made me alive.
你没有让我活, 而是我上帝让我活的。
We're going to need to say that to Egypt time and time again.
我们必须告诉我们的埃及, 不断地告诉我们的埃及。
Now we have time for one more location.
我还有, 时间可以再讲一个地点。
So the history says Israel crossed the sea.
历史告诉我们以色列人真的过了海。
And in Exodus chapter 15,
出埃及记第15章,
we read what happened when they crossed the sea.
他们发生了一件事情，当他们过海的时候发生了一件事情。
They celebrated.
他们非常的高兴在庆祝。
They sang and they danced.
他们跳舞，他们歌唱。
Have any of you ever seen that movie, The Prince of Egypt?
你有没有看过那个埃及王子这个电影呢?
Anybody ever see that? Yes.
有人看过吗?
Do they have it?
Yeah.
Do they have it in Chinese?
Yes, I think. Yeah.
That movie, there's some historical inaccuracies in the movie.
当然有一些历史上的错误在那个电影里面。
But there's some great moments in that movie.
但是有, 在那个电影当中有一些很好的场景。
We watch it every year at Passover time.
我们在, 每年都会看一遍。
And one of the greatest moments in that movie,
那最好的一个时刻在那个电影当中,
comes near the end of the movie.
就是在这个电影当中的最后面。
Do you remember the scene?
你还记得那个场景吗?
It's quiet.
是非常安静。
It's night time.
是晚上,
and the angel of death had passed through the land of Egypt, slaying the firstborn.
因为死亡的使者呢，遍及的埃及地。
And every house that had the blood of the lamb on it was passed over.
如果在他的那个门口有羊血的，他就跳过去。
Then after a little while, you start to hear singing.
过了一会儿之后，你开始听到有人唱歌。
It's the singing of a child.
你会听到小孩子的歌唱,
cute little child's voice.
这是个很可爱的小孩子的声音,
singing words in a language that you don't recognize.
他用你不懂的语言唱的。
In the movie, the child is singing the words of Exodus chapter 15, the first two verses, and so forth.
这个小孩子他所唱的歌的歌词就是出埃及记第十五章前面两节。
Ashira la Adonai, I will sing unto the Lord, says the child singing.
那他说我要向我的主歌唱。
And as the child continues to sing, more people join in singing this song of victory.
当这个小孩子继续唱的时候，很多人加入在唱，然后所以是唱了一个好像是胜利之歌。
The song is entirely in Hebrew.
这个歌完全是用希伯来文唱的。
They are singing the original Hebrew text of Exodus chapter 15, the song of victory.
就是他所唱的就是出埃及记第十五章这个胜利之歌。
There's just something about that hearing it sung in Hebrew at that moment that really gets you.
就是当你在那个时候听到这个希伯来语的歌的时候，是真的是非常的感动。
When the movie opened in Israel,When the movie began showing in Israel,
如果当这个歌当这个电影呢开始从以色列开始的时候
a bunch of us went to see it in the movie theater. A bunch of our friends and us went to see it in the movie theater.
所以我很多的朋友呢就开到电影院去看它。
And there's a whole theater full of Israelis watching it.
就是整个都是以色列人在看。
And when it came time for that scene,
当那唱那个歌的时候来的时候
at first you could hear a pin drop.
有时候你一开始你可以看到可以听到有些人就是小小声的唱。
They were understanding every word in Hebrew because they knew it was from the Bible.
因为他们可以知道任何的歌词当中的一句话，因为就是在圣经里面。
And as the song picked up momentum and got happier and happier and happier,
就是当歌继续唱的时候，就越来越兴奋，越来越兴奋。
The Israelis clapped and cheered and cried.
这些以色列人呢，开始拍手、鼓掌、叫好，然后那个就是掉下了眼泪。
They saw and they heard in their own language the story of redemption and salvation.
他们在这个整得救的故事当中听到他们自己的语言。
It was a great moment.
这是真非常好的一个时刻。
So now you have to go watch The Prince of Egypt.
所以希望你们能够去看这个电影。
How much more time do we have?
I think almost.、Yeah.
It almost over? Very quickly, I want to touch one more thing.
很快的，我还要再讲一件事情就好了。
After this victory song, God took the Israelites on the journey.
这个歌曲之后呢，上帝开始带领以色列人走向这个旅程。
And the latter part of Exodus chapter 15 tells them where they came to.
这个出埃及记的后半部呢，告诉我们他们是从哪里来。
They came to a place called Marah.
他们告诉我们，他到了一个地方叫做 Marah.
The word Marah means bitter.
这个Marah 的意思叫做苦。
They came to the place of bitter waters.
他们到一个地方叫做苦水。
Friends, this is near the beginning of their journey.
各位弟兄姐妹，这就是他们旅程的开始。
After all the excitement was over,
等到这些值得高兴的事情都结束了之后
，they now were walking and they had in the midbar and they had time to think.
他们走到了那个旷野，让他们有时间去思考。
It's no accident that God took them right away to a place called bitterness.
这根本不是一个意外，上帝带他们到一个地方叫做苦的地方。
They spent time there.
他们花一些时间在那里。
It's a picture.
这是一个图像。
I mean, it really happened, but it serves as a picture for all of us on our journey.
这对它是真的发生的，但是对我们来讲，它是对我们的旅程来讲是一个图像。
Living in Egypt was not easy.
住在埃及并不是一件容易的事情。
They experienced death in Egypt.
他们在埃及当中经历到了死亡。
They were humiliated in Egypt.
他们是被羞辱的。
They were abused in Egypt.
他们是被虐待的。
Life was very difficult in Egypt.
在埃及的生活是非常的痛苦。
And when they came out of it,
但是当他们脱离的时候
they had time to celebrate the victory that God did.
他们有时间可以去庆祝上帝所做的这个胜利。
But then the Lord wanted to remind them of something very important.
但是上帝也要他们记得一些重要的事情。
Bitterness.
就是苦。
The bitterness of life in Egypt.
他们要他们记得在埃及生活里面的苦。
What Egypt was I in? What Egypt was I in? What was my Egypt? What was my Egypt?
Oh, 我的埃及是什么呢?
What was your Egypt?
你的埃及又是什么?
It doesn't matter which what Egypt was for us.
埃及是到底对我们来讲是什么根本不重要.
We were humiliated.
我们是就被羞辱.
We were abused.
我们被虐待.
Life was not easy for us there.
对我们来讲，生活真的是不简单。
And whether we realize it or not, we all came into our life as a believer to some degree or another, carrying bitterness.
不管我们有没有注意到，我们的生命当中呢，真的是带着一些苦痛。
Some of us more than others.
有些人是比别人更辛苦。
Right from the very beginning of their journey, God wanted them to deal with the bitterness of life in Egypt.
从这个旅程的一开始，上帝要他们去处理在埃及当中所经验到的苦。
And in doing so, God showed them how to overcome that bitterness.
为了这样子做，上帝告诉他们如何克服这个苦。
God showed them a piece of wood.
上帝给他们一块木头。
The word wood in Hebrew is the same word for tree. They're one and the same word.
在希伯来文，木头跟树是同一个字。
God said, "Your bitterness, the bitterness will be healed by a piece of wood."
上帝说，你的痛苦会得医治，透过一个木头。
The piece of wood
was 一个木头
was this.
就是这个。
It was Yeshua died on the tree.
因为耶稣死在一棵树上。
What did he die for?
他为了什么而死？
He died for our sin.
他是为我们的罪而死。
And when we believe in him,
当我们相信他,
he takes the bitterness away.
他就会把我们的痛苦拿走。
He heals us of bitterness if we let him.
如果我们相信他，他就会治疗我们的苦。
And the main way he heals us of bitterness,
他所用的那个治疗我们的主要的方法
is through a piece of wood.
就是用一个木头。
In the book of Proverbs,
在箴言里面,
Proverbs talks about wisdom.
箴言告诉我们智慧。
It equates wisdom with the word of God.
他把这个智慧跟上帝的木头呢，给我一个同等。
In Proverbs chapter 3,
箴言第三章,
it says the word of God is eight chayim.
他说上帝的木头就是chayim.
Eight is tree or wood.
这 eight 就是树或木头.
Chayim is life.
Chayim 就是生命.
The word of God is the tree of life.
所以，上帝的话语就是生命之树。
It was on a piece of wood that Yeshua healed us, that Yeshua paid for the sin of our bitterness.
就是在这个木头上，耶稣付上了代价。
And it's through the eighth chayim, the tree of life, the Bible itself, that we are given the wisdom to be healed from it.
也是透过这个生命之树，也就是圣经本身，我们获得的医治。
This is where I have to leave you tonight. These are just a few stops on the journey of the redeemed.
这是我们的那个救赎的过程当中的一些停靠点。
And I hope you can see that the journey of the redeemed of Israel is very similar to our journey of the redeemed here.
我希望你们从以色列人得救赎的一个过程当中呢，也看到我们得救的旅程。
May God grant you victory after victory on your incredible journey with Him.
愿上帝在你的旅程当中让你得胜又得胜。
Good night.
晚安。
Thank you.
谢谢。
来感谢博尔兹牧师以及欧利的牧师，今天的英文带我们很好的信息，搁一边来掌声鼓励，多谢，谢谢。Thank you. Good message. OK. 咱这个小组来祈祷。 天父上帝，感谢你，让我们当伫阴暗，阮做搁一边组织伫这个所在，我嘛听见天父上帝，你通过一些个人，因会对历史的经验来看见圣经真要紧的字，真要紧的记载。 何万灾万虽然出埃及总是埃及却常常要影响阮，帮助阮真正会当自行看耶稣，因为耶稣真做阮生命的救赎。愿主你的恩典点伫阮的中间，也保守阮的心，跟对主的脚步来行。祈祷奉主耶稣基督的名，阿门。多谢大家，多谢，谢谢。